Santa Claus.
All right, Santa Claus is already here. We've got Santa Claus here in the WBSM studio. He is here with us for our annual opportunity for kids to call in and speak to you, Santa.
Hello, Merry Christmas, Timothy, and people of the South Coast. How are you?
Oh, doing very well. And of course, we want to make sure that we thank all of the great folks over there at New Bedford Fire Union Local 841 for making it possible for you to get here. Santa Claus is going to be all over the South Coast this weekend, and it's all because of this great relationship that you have with the fire union.
Yes, we have my friends at the fire department made sure that they gave me a ride here from the airport, and they brought me down. It's always great to help my fellow firefighters and firefighters all over the world, because they take care of everybody.
And the way this is going to work is we've got the phone lines open. We're here for the next 2 hours.
Yeah, yes, we are ready for 2 hours.
So we want all the good little boys and girls out there on the South Coast, and even the bad ones, too, that want to make their case and plead their case with Santa and say, you know, it's not too late, kids. You still got some time. We want you to call in at 508-996-0500. And you can speak directly to the big guy himself. You can tell him what it is that you want for Christmas. And also, if you can't do that, because I know some people are probably out and about and, you know, they might not be able to call, there's a couple of other ways that you can reach out and get a hold of Santa. You can send me an app chat message using the WBSM app. So you can send that just like a text, and I will read that to Santa. You can also send us what we call an open line voicemail. So on the WBSM app, you can open that up and you can record what you want to say to Santa, because some kids get a little bit nervous.
Well, they're shy, like Santa used to be when he was a little boy.
I can't imagine you were ever shy, Santa.
Oh, yes.
But you can record your message for Santa and send that over to me on the WBSM app, and I will play that for Santa here in the studio. So those are some of the ways. But it looks like we already have phone calls coming in, Santa.
Oh, good.
They are ready for you. So let's go right to it. Good morning. Good morning. I'm so used to saying that. Good evening. You're on WBSM with Santa Claus.
Hi, Santa.
Hello. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Am I on the good list or the bad list?
Well, right now you're on the good list because you've been a good little boy. Ho, ho, ho. Even though I know you're a gentleman.
All right, Santa.
Well, hold on. What is it that you want for Christmas?
I would like a Hallmark ornament to put on my Christmas tree.
Yes, I think you'd like a jet ski for when you keep going to Florida.
Santa knows. Santa knows. All right. Thank you.
Have a good night.
You too. Merry Christmas.
All right.
Enjoy the Hallmark Channel.
508-996-0500 if you want to speak to Santa. Good evening. You are next with Santa Claus. Hi.
Hello. How are you?
Good.
Good. How are you? You're doing good. Where's all your snow? What was something on your list?
Barbies.
Oh, Barbie dolls. The elves have been making a lot of Barbie dolls.
Now, I know Santa knows this already, but I don't know. What's your name?
Ruby.
Hi, Ruby. You're on the good list, Ruby.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And can you leave Santa some cookies?
Okay.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas, Ruby.
Welcome.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
And see, it's that easy. 508-996-0500. You can talk to Santa. And Santa, I know, you know, last year was a very busy year for you. There were so many good kids all across the South Coast that you had to visit. Were you still able to get everything done in time?
Yes, did you get everything done. Yep, we had some help. From our friends at Leach Auto Body. We had a little dent in the sleigh, but Leach Auto Body was able to fix it for us. South Coast Towing is always on call if Santa gets stuck. If there's too much snow sometimes, South Coast Towing has been there to help Santa as well.
Santa's even better at the endorsements than I am. Santa came in here telling us all about where he had been. He was at the butcher shop.
Oh,
he was
yes.
at Riccardi's. He was at Marisol's.
With Eric and Joe at the butcher shop. Santa loves the Portuguese food in your area. I had 2 Bafana sandwiches.
So you can tell me, Santa. I hear the way that Joe and Eric talk to each other. Are they on the naughty list?
Right now, Joe is in limbo. Joe could go either way. He needs to be good to Eric. He needs to let Eric have a vacation.
Well, yeah, they definitely could use
him. Because that's on Eric's list.
As long as Maria's on the good list.
Oh, Maria, what a beautiful meat pie.
Oh, yes. And you got to try your rice pudding.
Oh, yes. That's very good.
Some of the best you'll ever have. All right. You can call in and talk to Santa, 508-996-0500. And, you know, one of the things that I always wonder, Santa, is when do you really have to start working on getting all these toys ready? Does it start on December 26th for the next year, or do you get a little break?
The elves and Santa and Mrs. Claus, but Mrs. Claus gets no breaks because she's always cooking for Santa, as you can see. But we start usually in February getting ready, you know, things that we need and things that we hear are going to be popular and what we think is going to be popular. And the elves, they work hard all year.
And when you're putting all the stuff together, I mean, you must have just a massive space to be able to hold all these toys for all these good little boys and girls. Or do you use some of that Santa Claus magic and kind of shrink stuff down like you have to do when you put it on the sleigh?
We do a little bit of both, but we have, if you look at where the airplane would sit in a garage like that, we have tons of those. And that's where all the toys will sit. As we get lists, we fill those requests the best we can. And we get them out to the little boys and girls all over the world.
what would be probably the thing that somebody asks for that you think to yourself, that's going to be the biggest challenge to get on the sleigh?
Usually it's the animals, the pets. Those are tough because they're not potty trained. They're not housebroken yet. Those are the tough ones. And sometimes the cats are not cooperative.
I can imagine. Yeah, I've got one of those. Do you ever have like somebody gets a pony for Christmas and you're like, can't we just like send this by truck instead? Can't we just have one of those horse haulers bring it instead?
We have done that. I've contacted adults in the past. Yes, it's tough to fit more than one on the sleigh. We have reindeers who get jealous.
I was going to say, I'm sure they get a little bit upset.
They do, yes.
You know, because the last thing they want is for Santa to start getting the idea of having some Clydesdales instead.
Right.
Then there's not a lot of work for a reindeer outside of working for you.
Right. There's no reindeer union yet.
All right. We have another call here. If you want to call Santa and tell him what you'd like for Christmas, 508-996-0500. Or you can just open up the WBSM app and hit the call button in the middle of your screen. Good evening. You are on with Santa Claus. Can we have your name?
Hello.
They hung up on you, Santa.
Oh, that must have been one of your morning callers.
So you got to tell me, my morning callers?
Yes.
Are they on the bad list?
Oh, well, Mary is beautiful. she's going to be on the good list eventually. Yes.
she. You know what's funny is everybody, you know, thinks that Mary and I, we butt heads on the radio all the time. But then, you know, she'll say something to me and then she'll, you know, we'll get into it on the air. And then she'll send me a Facebook message saying, I still love you.
Because she wants to be on the good list.
That's probably it. She knows that I know you now.
Yes.
So
yes.
That might be what it is. So we have the phone lines open, 508-996-0500. One of the things that I've always wondered is, you know, we took a phone call from an adult, mm-hmm. and, you know, we're looking for phone calls from the kids too, but is there a time, an age where Santa says, this person might be too old for me to bring them a gift, now it's time for another adult to give them a gift, that kind of thing? Is there that kind of cutoff?
No, Santa looks for the good in everybody, whether they be just born or if they're 120, Santa looks for the good in everybody. If they want to write to Santa, Santa will always acknowledge their letters.
So, and I would like to think that, you know, as long as everybody stays a kid at heart.
Yes.
You know, and they believe in that magic of Christmas. That you can find something for them.
Absolutely. Yes, Timothy. Yes.
And that being said, you know, those of you who don't hold on to that magic of Christmas, don't be surprised when you wake up and there's maybe a lump of coal or maybe even nothing. Because in the old days, Santa, you could give them a lump of coal and that sent a message.
Oh, yes.
You know, they were like, oh, this is all I get. I must have been bad. Nowadays, they get a lump of coal and they're like, great, I'm throwing this in the coal stove.
Right.
So because, you know, coal's pretty expensive these days.
Oh, it is. It's not cheap. It's like oil.
So, and of course, one other thing that I know that Santa Claus is very big on is fire safety.
Oh, yes, yes. We have our firefighters from Local 841 who are out in the community, as well as other community firefighters are out teaching fire safety in the schools, in our churches, all over.
So, yeah, we want to make sure that everybody has a safe Christmas. That's the most important part. You know, and if it's 2024, if you're still lighting real candles in this day and age, there's no need for that. We've got LED candles that are even better than the real thing.
Yep. We have battery-operated candles. We have electric candles. Some really, really good alternatives.
All right. Well, I think we have another call here for you. Good evening. You are on with Santa Claus.
Hello.
Merry Christmas. How are you?
Hey, Merry Christmas, Santa.
Merry Christmas, Santa.
Merry Christmas. What's your name?
Canova.
Oh, Canova, how are you? What is something that was on your list?
Hey, tell him something.
Everything.
Everything?
Everything.
Wow, that's a big list.
That's a big list.
How about your spunky notebook?
Spunky notebook.
Oh, the notebook. The elves are making those, too. They've been playing with them.
Wait a minute. The elves? Who's there?
The elves are there? Ask
them.
The elves are busy up at the North Pole making toys.
Oh, that's
good. But why got Blake teeth?
And they're making notebooks.
Okay. What else you want? Tell them what else you want.
I want a smoky pillow.
And a sprunky pillow.
Oh, a nice pillow. Santa loves a nice soft pillow, too.
Now you're giving me ideas of what I'm going to ask for now.
Tell him to have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Okay, Merry Christmas. Leave Santa some cookies.
What kind?
Chocolate chip.
What kind? Chocolate chip cookies. Okay.
Oh, yes.
All right, Santa. Thank you very much.
Okay, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
We have some other calls lined up here, but 508-996-0500. We have room for you. I heard him say at the very end there that he wanted to leave you Oreos.
With milk. It has to have ice cold milk.
Yeah, I was going to say, so Santa is a cookie connoisseur.
Yes.
Are you, if somebody leaves you Oreos, are you a dunker or you are a twist in liquor?
Santa is a dunker.
Me too. And I don't like those weird people that twist it and lick the cream out and then dunk what's left over.
No,
you got to have the cream in there when you dunk it. And you got to hold it until it falls apart.
Yes.
That's the way to do it. Okay, we got another call here. 508-996-0500. Good evening. You're on with Santa Claus. Hi.
Hello. How are you?
Hello, Santa Claus.
Yes, Merry Christmas.
I need some help.
What kind of help do you need?
I'm giving you 3 months to help me. I need
umpires. You want baseball umpires?
That's right.
Oh, Santa knows, little Al, what you need.
I need a match.
Some good umpires for all the local baseball leagues. For all the kids, the boys and girls that play.
I'll even leave you some prime rib on Christmas Eve.
Santa, that's one of Santa's favorites. He got some prime rib at the butcher shop to bring back to the North Pole.
Maybe your elves can come and help us umpire.
Well, maybe some of the elves will help the Dallas Cowboys.
They need all the help they can get.
Merry Christmas to you.
Thanks, Santa. Merry Christmas,
little Al.
All right, we got some other calls coming in. 508-996-0500. Let's go to the phones.
Wait a minute.
Good evening. You're on with Santa Claus.
Hello. How are you? Merry Christmas.
Hi,
how are you?
Santa.
Yes.
How you doing?
I am doing well. It's a little warm down here in Massachusetts, but I am doing well. Okay. How are you?
My name is Owen.
Hi, Owen.
So, the first thing I want for Christmas.
Yes.
Is a pocket.
I always tell people I was the luckiest guy in the world.
Hold on, Owen. My commercials are firing off on their own. So there we go.
Oh, you want a pocket what?
A pocket radar. It's like a tool.
A pocket radar. Ooh, that's nice. Are you a scientist?
It could see how fast you're going. A ball coach.
Oh, for a baseball.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what you're talking. We have those. Santa picks those up. Yes, and makes those as well.
So, do you like the Detroit Lions or the Green Bay Packers?
The Detroit Lions are close to the North Pole, so Santa likes the Detroit Lions. The Green Bay Packers, they like to make cheese.
So the second thing I want for Christmas is a Lego Speed Lotus Evija.
Oh, a Lotus Evija. Oh, from Legos.
Yeah. And the third thing I want is a Paladone PlayStation.
Ooh, a Paladone PlayStation. The elves love playing with the PlayStation.
Okay. And for the next thing I want is $115.
You want what?
$115.
Oh, you want $115?
No, he wants $115.
Yeah. Oh, he wants $115. Oh, my goodness.
It's a very specific amount, Santa.
Oh, yes. Okay, Santa will see what he can do.
Small bills?
Can it be in small bills or you want a check?
Maybe I want the check.
Oh, okay.
And the fourth thing I want for Christmas is a Quimobile green iPod case.
Ooh, an iPod case. Yes, that's where it'll protect it.
Very detailed Christmas list. I'm very impressed.
Good. Very nice, Owen. That's excellent.
All right,
that helps Santa a lot.
And
one more, Owen, because then I get some other calls.
Okay, so the last thing I want is a Burger King gift card for $25.
Oh, my. Yeah, there's a Burger King gift right down the south end near the fire station.
Actually, I'll do it again. A Burger King gift card for $10 on it.
Oh, okay. Very good. Oh, and that's good.
He decided to ask for a little bit. He said he might use some of that $115
for Burger King. Yes. So, yeah, okay, it'll work out. Owen. Very good. Well, okay. You have a Merry Christmas, okay?
Merry Christmas, Owen.
Merry Christmas. See you later. Let's leave out some cookies.
Bye.
All right. And we've got another call here, but we've got room 508-996-0500. Good morning. Oh, good morning. Good evening. You're next with Santa Claus.
Hello.
Hi. How are you? Merry Christmas.
Good. Merry Christmas.
Can we have your name? Christmas. What's your name?
Vivian.
Oh, Vivian. How are you?
Good.
Good. What is something you wanted for Christmas?
I would like for Christmas. I would like a person that's like a princess Lego set.
Oh, a princess Lego set. Oh, my. Okay, what else?
What else, baby?
I will also like a new bicycle.
Oh, a bicycle. Ooh, that's nice. Do you need training wheels so the elves will know?
Oh, yeah, tell them.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I'll make sure the elves put training wheels on it. Anything else?
Well, I also want to get something for my baby sister, Ruby.
Oh, what would you like for your baby sister?
I would like a new stuffy for my baby sister.
Oh, a new stuffy. Oh, so she can hold on to it.
Is that everything? Can you say thank you, Santa?
Thank you, Santa.
You're welcome, Vivian. Merry Christmas, okay? And are you going to leave Santa some cookies?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Thank you, Santa.
You're welcome. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right. Have a good Christmas. And if anybody wants to call in, 508-996-0500. App chat is also open on the WBSM app if you'd like to send them in that way. Or you can record your message for those shy kids that are a little bit nervous to talk to Santa Claus. And you don't have any reason to be nervous.
No, don't be nervous.
Unless unless you've been bad, then.
But Santa knows if you're good or bad. But I think all the little boys and girls on the South Coast have been good so far.
We do have a few app chat messages that have come in on the
Santa
WBSM
can
app.
Imagine.
Penelope wants a new bed and bone.
Oh, Penelope's in a Cushnet. Yes. Penelope's a French bulldog.
I was going to say, I'm hoping that Penelope is
a
dog.
Penelope is a French bulldog in a dog of a fellow of a firefighter.
Okay.
In New Bedford.
The mom and dads don't want to have to explain what Tim said otherwise. So right. Thank you. And Station 6 says the members at South End Fire Station hope Santa is motivated, and we hope Santa gets that Super Bowl victory he's been waiting a long time for. We are hoping that we are on the good list this year.
Oh, Station 6 is always on the goods list. They are the bigger house because Station 2 is the big house, but we all know that the public safety building south is the bigger house. And those are... all the firefighters.
I mean, that building is big enough that you could keep your sleigh and the reindeer in there if you needed a place.
Oh, the sleigh has been in there.
So that's it's a good layover spot
yes,
for you.
Yes, and they have an area with hay for the reindeer.
Now, what happens when the police officers come over and they try to stick their nose in it?
Well, that's okay because they are on the west side. The firefighters are on the east side.
So you don't let them come into your area and start rooting through? Because, you know, the detectives might want to come in and start rooting through your bag and, you know, investigating.
We all get along. All the firefighters and the police officers in New Bedford get along very well, and they work together. The firefighters have an event today. The police has an event tomorrow. So they both do things for the community.
We have another phone call here for Santa, but we have some open lines. 508-996-0500. Good evening. You're on Next with Santa Claus. Can we have your name?
Ian.
Hi, Ian.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
What would you like for Christmas?
I would like a Ninjago set from my list.
Oh, the whole set is on your list. What else?
A archery set.
Oh, an archery set. Oh, my. That's an Olympic event, too, archery.
Do you already do archery?
I'm just a beginner.
Okay.
Oh, good.
You're probably still better at it than I am, though.
You try, Timothy. You try.
I do.
What else do you have on your list, Ian?
Yeah.
You want something for your brother?
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
I think, is your brother whispering in your ear what he wants?
Hi, Santa.
There he is.
Hi, hello, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Okay.
Can you tell him what you want?
I want a mini Falcon Star Wars set.
Oh, the Star Wars set. Oh, my, with Luke Skywalker. Darth Vader is still on the naughty list.
All right, guys, what do you think we say to Santa now? So we say thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Santa.
You're welcome. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right, we've got some room for you at 508-996-0500. We are taking your phone calls with what you want for Christmas with Santa Claus. He is here with us until 9 p.m. Thanks to New Bedford Fire Union Local 841 because they're the ones that make this all happen. They're the ones that make it all possible. And we've got another call here on the line, so let's go to that. Good evening. You are on with Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
Yes, Merry Christmas. How are you?
It's your favorite city councilor.
Oh, Mr. April.
Santa, hold
did I
on.
Get it right?
Two young
oh, I shouldn't have said
young
a name.
Here who wants to say hi to you.
Oh, no.
Oh, here we go. All right, we'll start here with Hunter. Go ahead, Hunter.
Hello, Hunter. Merry Christmas. How are you?
I want a snowball gun.
Ooh, a snowball gun. Oh, wow. Well, hopefully we'll get some snow. What else was on your list?
Anything else?
I like that's it.
That's
it?
That's it? What else? There's gonna be something else.
These are the three most things that I want for Christmas. First, I want my own ballet shoes.
Oh, ballet shoes.
Second, I want my own hoverboard.
Yes.
And third, I want all kids to be happy and healthy.
Oh, that's very important. That is so nice of you. And I know that you learn. I know where you learned that from your dad. That is so nice.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Merry Christmas.
Hold on, Santa. Now, can I tell you Hunter,
something that Santa wants for Christmas?
Hold on. I think Hunter's got something else in his mind. Here you go.
Oh, Hunter, can Santa tell you what he would like for Christmas? What is it?
Just send the elf to us.
Oh, the elf to us. Okay. Can Santa tell you something that he would like for Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Santa has a lot of milk, but Santa doesn't have any coffee syrup.
Coffee syrup?
So if you
Santa,
could leave. If you
why
could leave.
Would you like if we put some coffee syrup in your milk for Christmas?
Yes, please put some coffee syrup. And I know there is some
Santa.
Strawberry syrup in that house, too.
Okay, you want strawberry syrup? We have peppermint and eggnog, too.
Santa knows. Very good.
I saw the North Pole.
Yeah, Santa was at the North Pole.
I saw your North Pole. The moon is your North Pole.
Yes, wow. That's where I am, from the North Pole.
Well, all right, Santa, we know you have plenty of the calls to take, so thank you for taking the calls of Hunter and Adrian. We really appreciate you.
No problem. We appreciate you calling, counselor, and we hope that you're with us for a long time.
I'm not going anywhere.
Very good, Santa. Counselor April.
All right.
Take care.
Merry
bye-bye.
Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
And 508-996-0500. Why don't we give Santa a little break here, and we'll take some calls on the other side. 508-996-0500. We'll be right back with more with Calls with Santa Claus here on WBSM. As Santa Claus has already come to town. He's here now. He's here, and he's taking your phone calls at 508-996-0500. If you want to call in and tell Santa what you would like for Christmas, you can also send in app chat messages on the WBSM app. That's like texting Santa.
Yes.
And you can also record a voicemail and send it to us on the WBSM app. Just hit that open line button. So, Santa, I've always wondered, with all of the songs that are out there about you and so many songs in which, you know, you're kind of the star of the show, do you have a favorite song either about you or just Christmas Carol in general? Christmas song
well,
in general?
Well, Silent Night comes to mind, Timothy, because that's a very peaceful song and Santa likes peace in the world and that's what we want in the world. So Silent Night is very nice. I'm always coming to town every year, at least once a year.
And some of those songs, though, like you've got to think to yourself, that's not me. I don't sound like that's not about me. Like when you know when they talk about how you've got the you know the bowl full of jelly for a stomach and now you
it's
know
full of cookies.
Yeah. So you just take that in stride. You don't get offended when they say that stuff.
No, as long as they're thinking about Santa, they're thinking about something. And that's what we want the world to think about is something positive and nice.
There you go. And I mean, also, like, it's hard for Santa to lose weight. He's got that endorsement deal with Coca-Cola. He's just drinking that stuff all the time.
For many years, Coca-Cola. So, I'm on many a bottle.
508-996-0500 if you want to call in and speak with Santa and let him know what you'd like for Christmas. What are some of the things that you think that the New Bedford Fire Department could use for Christmas?
Oh, well, there are some Hurst Jaws tools out there that we might need and repair. Maybe a nice reserve apparatus is what some of them have asked for. But other than that, they seem to be happy. Obviously, there's always negotiations, but we'll take that in stride. But as far as equipment and things like that, new gear is always important. What protects the firefighters is what's important.
And I think if there's anything that they would really like to have for Christmas, it would be to not have to respond to any fires on
Christmas.
Right,
no fires. I remember a couple of years ago, the Thanksgiving Day fire they had. Oh my goodness, that was awful. So but now with fire safety, hopefully a lot of that is being prevented. In our country.
Kids just know that when you practice fire safety and when you know all the different things that you need to know, that knocks you up on the good list
on the good list, know about stop, drop, and roll, all those things. Very important.
And I remember what Looney Tunes taught me in the commercials. Keep those pot handles turned in. Yeah. Know your escape routes and all that stuff,
have
too.
Have a meeting place outside, a rock, a mailbox, or a tree somewhere in front of your house.
And if a kid wants to get a fire extinguisher for Christmas, to be safe. That's the gift I'm sure Santa would be happy to bring.
The adult would be in charge.
Of course, of course.
Oh, yes. So, Timothy, we have a couple of pets out there that I've got received letters from. One we heard from Penelope, but Penelope, what she really wants is on the top of her list is for her owner to take her to the fire station so she can have a night in the fire station.
That sounds good.
That's what Penelope would like.
That sounds like a great gift, an experience gift.
Yes. And then Nora, the boxer in Swansea, wants Grandma LaBeouf to make more of those special biscuits. And Wes in Dartmouth.
Special biscuits?
Yeah. Well, those are special biscuits. They're homemade biscuits.
I might need a special biscuit.
Well, these are for dogs, Timothy.
Yeah, but if it's special, I still might try it.
You may. The reindeers like them. Mrs. LaBeouf always prepares them yearly for the reindeer. But I know Nora wants more of them. And also fish sticks, the hardened fish sticks. And Wes, the terrier feist in Dartmouth, he wants more pepperonis.
Ah, now I have had pepperonis. Those are very good. So, and you know, if your pets want to call in and speak to Santa too, that's okay. You might have to do a little speaking for them. But again, 508-996-0500 is the number to call in to speak with Santa. And, you know, Santa, this is an important night of the year because this is a time when grandma and grandpa, if they're living in Florida, if they're somewhere mm-hmm. else, they can tune in and they can hear the grandchildren as they're yes. calling into Santa. So maybe some of those kids are a little bit shy and they're thinking,
follow the app. We have a lot of snowbirds, as we call them, down mm-hmm. in Florida. A contingent of WBSM listeners who are down there who listen on a daily basis from 6 to 9, and then 9 to 12, and then 12:20 to 3 p.m.
So they're like,
Mr. Richards,
we don't listen.
Asked for a few things, but we're going to keep that off the air.
I can only imagine. Yeah. He already got the biggest thing that was on his Christmas list on Election Day.
Oh,
so,
he did, yes.
Yeah, he got what he wanted on Election Day.
Oh, he did.
All right, 508-996-0500. This is one of the Christmases, one of the Christmas seasons that it really hasn't been too wintry yet.
No.
We had a little bit of snow that fell the other night, but it didn't last. We've had a little bit of rain, but it hasn't really felt weather-wise Christmassy. Is it better for you? I know, you know, the song is White Christmas, and everybody loves a nice White Christmas. Is it better for you to have snow or to not have snow when you're out there delivering all the toys?
It makes it easier, but it doesn't matter because Santa goes from Australia all the way to Hawaii, all the hot environments that they never get cold or don't know what snow is. So Santa has to go to those communities and those regions of the world all the time. So it doesn't matter. Snow looks better for us, but sun might look better for other little boys and girls in other parts of the world.
Now, do you change while you're out there delivering the toys? Like maybe when you get to those warmer climates, you like take off the pants and put on some shorts?
No, we have air condition on the sleigh, yes. That's why sometimes Santa may have to stop at Leech. Who handles these big heavy machinery, trucks and things like that?
They got to charge up the Freon on the sleigh. Yeah,
correct.
No, I understand. And when keeping the sleigh and maintaining the sleigh, you know, has it been the same sleigh that you've had all these years, or do you have to keep upgrading?
No, it is. It's the same sleigh, the same magical sleigh that's been around for hundreds of years, Timothy.
That's amazing. Did you put a smart dash in though, so you can install the WBSM app and listen to us around the world?
We Santa listens. Santa has got an iPod from Mrs. Claus.
Santa, I hate to tell you, but you might want to let Mrs. Claus know she could upgrade that now. You know,
it's all about magic, Timothy.
Santa needs a new iPhone, maybe, or a new iPhone guy or an Android guy.
Whatever works, Timothy, that's what Santa likes. Okay. Anything that works and is easy to operate, especially when I'm flying around the world.
All right, we're going to take another quick break here because I think we got some folks at the door. I'm going to go get that. But if you want to call in and speak to Santa, 508-996-0500. More with Santa Claus coming up in just a little bit here on WBSM. All right, welcome back in. We are speaking with Santa Claus and taking your phone calls, 508-996-0500. If you want to call in and tell Santa what you would like for Christmas, and we have some special guests in the studio. Go ahead.
Nolan and Austin.
Hello, Nolan and Austin.
There you go. And why don't you tell Santa what you would like to have for Christmas this year?
Video games.
Oh, video games. PlayStation or Xbox?
Nintendo.
Oh, no. Oh, that was my third guess.
What? Any games in particular?
No, just video games.
All right.
Oh, okay. Very good. What else was on your list?
Stuffies.
Oh, stuffies. Everybody wants stuffies. That's a very popular item this year,
Timothy. Oh, I like them. I put a little butter on them, some hot sauce. Oh, I was thinking of stuffed quahogs. Oh, no, not those. Yeah, no. Sorry.
Those, I get those at the Cove with clam cakes, cold surf and turf.
Yeah. Good, you can tell Santa what you'd like.
You can tell Santa what you want, Austin.
Well, something on your list, Austin.
What do you want for Christmas?
Do you want me? I won't look. You can. You go ahead and you tell him.
Is it a choo-choo train?
I want a train set.
Santa, you know what he really likes? He likes fire trucks.
Ooh, fire trucks. That's who's sponsoring our segment.
He was just pretending he was in a fire truck on the way here.
Ooh, the firefighters at Local 841. Yes, from New Bedford.
We have a lot of firefighters that are listening, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, would you like to be a firefighter when you grow up?
Would you like to be a firefighter?
He's fascinated by Santa.
And help people?
Say, my dad's an EMT.
Ooh, Santa loves EMTs too because they help people. Mm-hmm. Is he in New Bedford?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Which station?
I don't know.
North End?
I don't know which one, actually.
He's not at a station. He's in the administration building. Oh,
okay. Very good.
Are you going to leave Santa some milk and cookies for...
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
For when he comes by? What cookies do you want, Santa?
Chocolate chip.
You said chocolate chip, right?
Yeah, right.
So there was some milk. There was some discussion earlier about Oreos.
Ooh.
And so I'm going to ask you, because kids are cookie experts. Oreos, do you dunk them or do you twist them and lick them? Which way?
Just them and lick them.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Okay, you don't have to talk. We won't make you. We'll take some phone calls from people if they want to call in, 508-996-0500, or if they're shy, they can also send in app chat messages on the WBSM app. We got a few, Santa, for you. Brittany says, hi, Santa. Luna, a dog from New Bedford, would like for her dad to finally propose to her mom.
Oh, oh my, okay.
So that's putting that on the dog. That's pretty
right.
Heavy.
Oh my, well, we'll have to see what we can do for Luna.
Remember, Santa can't make anybody do anything that they don't want to do.
Yes, correct.
So, but if they do want to do it, maybe Santa can give them a little bit of
encouragement.
A nudge. Yeah. And then we have another one, Santa, that says, Santa, please have Barry Richard retire. That's what this person wants for Christmas.
Oh,
so.
My goodness. That must be one of your fellow callers.
I believe it's signed Joe Biden. No. It's one of our regulars, yes. One of our regulars. So 508-996-0500, if you would like to call in and speak with Santa Claus. We have another hour that we're going to be doing. So maybe if some of the adults want to call in, and express some things.
Sure,
as we said, as long as you believe in the magic of Santa, then you can partake in Christmas. But looks like I've got one more break to take here, so why don't we take that, and we'll be back in a few moments. More with Santa Claus coming your way here on WBSM.
As a veteran of the United States military, I can finally get the opportunity to enjoy special events, like a date with my wife, or going out together with my family and friends. Things that we couldn't afford, thanks to VetTix. Every empty seat at a concert, a game, motorsports, or a play is a missed opportunity to say thanks to a veteran and service member. We can help. We can give our veterans a special event where they too can create their own cherished memories. Find out how by visiting www.vettix.org. That's www.vettix.org. Find out how you can make a difference in a veteran's life.
WBSM and W258DR, New Bedford, a Town Square media station.
I want you to imagine for a moment you're in a hospital. You are the patient connected to an IV bag. There's a constant parade of serious doctors, countless tests, endless pokes, and a serious diagnosis. Scary surgeries are followed by painful recoveries. You're in the hospital for days, weeks, months. Now imagine experiencing all of these things and you're only a child. This is why Starlight exists, to bring happiness to hospitalized children through programs that help kids cope, build resilience, bolster confidence, and change their outlook. Programs like gaming, virtual reality headsets, toy deliveries, radio flyer wagons, and cozy hospital gowns are just a few of the ways Starlight eases a child's hospital stay. Because happiness matters. Visit starlight.org to learn more.
We are back with Santa Claus, and we are taking your calls at 508-996-0500. We'll take your app chat messages and your open line voicemails on the WBSM app. If you would like to call in and speak with Santa and tell him what you would like for Christmas, all the good little boys and girls out there, Santa, even if they don't call in and speak to you, you know, they can send you letters.
Yes, they send the
letters. They can send you emails these days.
Emails?
And you get all of, you know what they want, even if they don't call in.
Yes, the technology is there now, Timothy. It's unbelievable.
So in the old days, though, I can only imagine, you know, that having to do everything by hand and writing everything out by hand, making that whole list. You know, we always say in the song, you're making a list and checking it twice. That's a big list.
That's a lot of paper. A lot of trees.
Do you find it easier to, you know, like red pen the bad kids and cross them out and circle the good kids?
We just put a circle with a question mark because they have a chance up until the last day to make themselves qualify on the good list.
That's really nice of you, Santa.
Yes.
Because I don't even give anybody that much time, like to turn in commercials or something. The date is the date.
And so that's been noted.
Hey, listen, I didn't ask for anything this year except for kids to be able to call in and talk to Santa Claus, and I got what I wanted for Christmas because he's here, and he's taking your calls 508-996-0500. I think that when you look at, you know, the magic of this season and this. People are going to want to look back years from now and say, remember that time you were on the radio and you called in and you spoke to Santa Claus? Let's listen to that for old time's sake. And then you're also going to have the people that would be like my mom, who are going to save it until like you're dating somebody and then say, oh, yeah, you think he's cute, huh? Well, listen to this. And then it doesn't work out. So my mom had a whole box full of photos of me with really bad haircuts. And Santa, you never should have brought her that punch bowl for Christmas because she used that to cut my hair around every year.
Oh, I'm sorry, Timothy.
So that's all right.
Timothy, I saw your picture.
You did?
I stopped off at your dog mill. My friends, as you know, will be closing.
Yes. I'm sad.
Santa goes there once or twice a year. But your picture is there with a review that you did about 15 years ago.
Wow.
And your picture is on their wall.
I mean, it was 15 years ago, so you can't judge what I thought then. I'm going to have to go back one more time before it's done and give them another review.
Yeah, Santa had some kale soup.
The kale soup is amazing at your dog mill. And the casserole sandwiches. Oh, yes. Man. I just had pizza, Santa, and I could go for one of those sandwiches now.
Oh, yes.
So, all right, we are going to take our break for the news. When we come back on the other side, more with Santa and more calls with you, 508-996-0500. Get all the kids to call in. Even if they're shy, it's okay. Santa is very, very much wanting to talk to them, and we'll make sure that we get all of your Christmas wishes over to Santa Claus. Also, I want to remind everybody, too, that we have our WBSM mini miracle up at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. If you would like to help a less fortunate family in New Bedford that could really use your hand, we'll talk about that a little bit coming up in the next hour. But you can check out the story at WBSM.com during the break. It's right there at the top of the page under where it says mini miracle. Just click on that, and that will bring you over to the story of 7-month-old Scarlett and her mom, Megan, and how you can help. So we're going to take a break for the news, and then we'll come back more with Santa Claus. It's his annual visit.
Merry Christmas!
And we'll be back coming up in just a few moments. And welcome back in. We are broadcasting live tonight with the one and only Santa Claus.
Hello, man. Merry Christmas.
He is here in the studio to take your phone calls at 508-996-0500. And thanks to New Bedford Fire Union Local 841, they're the ones that make it possible for Santa to come here. And they also help out by donating to our Mini Miracle program, which is what we were talking about before the end of the last hour. And just to give you a really brief summation, you can hear the entire story about 7-month-old Scarlett and her mom, Megan, at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. But she's a 7-month-old girl who has soft cleft palate. So she has a hole in the top of her mouth that makes it hard for her to eat. And it's causing her to have hearing loss. And she could actually choke while she's eating. So it's been very hard for her to gain weight. And she needs to gain weight in order to have the surgery to repair the soft cleft palate and to help repair the hearing loss. And so what we're trying to do is we're trying to create a mini miracle for this family by giving her the special bottles she needs, the special formula she needs, and also to help out with some of the other things that are going on with that family. So if you'd like to make a donation, all the information is there at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. It's through our partnership that we do every year with the United Way of Greater New Bedford to help bring a mini miracle to a local family. So 7-month-old Scarlett from New Bedford needs your help, and you can make a donation at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. No amount is too big, no amount is too small, and we can make this mini miracle happen. And then we'll get to follow along with Scarlett's progress as she comes out of all of this. So, Santa, we've got some more calls lined up for you.
Okay.
508, and then we've got a guest in the studio we'll talk to as well. But let's go to the phones, 508-996-0500. Good evening. You are on with Santa Claus.
My name is David.
David?
Hi. Hi, David. How are you? Nice to hear from you.
This is good.
Thank you for calling.
But my mom told me to only do a few.
That's okay. 2 or 3, maybe 4.
Let it rip, David.
So what are the things on your list?
So I like comic books.
Oh, comic books. Those are nice. It's good to read. Reading is very important.
Diary of a Wimpy Kid books.
Oh, yes. I know some boys back in Dartmouth a few years ago, they had the whole collection of Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Legos.
Oh, Legos. The elves have been making a lot of Legos. And playing with them.
And food toys.
Oh, and food toys?
Yep.
Do you like to cook?
Please. Yes, I like to cook.
Oh, very nice.
Are you gonna bake cookies for Santa?
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
Santa loves
homemade cookies.
Cold milk. Ho. Anything else on your list?
Well, my mom only said to do 4.
Okay, well, she's in charge. Your mom's in charge, so she said 4, it's 4. Okay, you're gonna leave Santa some cookies?
Thank you.
And some carrots for the reindeer.
Thank you, David.
Bye, David.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Okay.
And 508-996-0500. Let's go to this line here. Good evening. You're on with Santa Claus.
Hello.
Hello. Merry Christmas.
My name is Piper.
Hi, Piper. How are you today?
I'm good.
Great.
I'm doing great.
Good. What is something on your list, Piper?
I want, a whole bunch of stuff for my room this year.
Okay.
Because, my theme this year is pink, so I want to get, a whole bunch of stuff. Like, a new bed frame would be really nice.
Oh, a new bed frame. Oh, boy. Nice.
Yeah.
And just, all kinds of things that go on the wall and borders and different types of borders that go on the wall?
Yep, and I'd also like some makeup.
Oh, some makeup. What kind?
Probably a new mascara.
Oh, from Maybelline?
Yes.
Oh, see, Santa knows Maybelline. What else did you want on your list?
I'm not sure.
Okay, well, if you think of it, there's still time.
All right.
All right.
All right. Thank you for calling, Piper. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
All right. Let's take another quick call here, and then we can go to our in-studio guest here to speak with you, Santa. Good evening. You're on with Santa Claus.
Hello. Do you hear me?
Yes. Merry Christmas. How are you?
Good. Good. Merry Christmas.
I wish you Merry Christmas, too.
Okay. What is something on your list?
Still thinking.
Oh, you're still thinking?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You can think. That's good. Thinking is good.
What's your name?
Penelope.
Penelope?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Penelope. Thank you for calling. Yeah. I knew you would call.
Yeah, I'm really nice to it. Good too.
You go to school?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay. Legos. Legos?
What?
Did you say Legos?
You
want
to refresh
your
drink?
No,
I'm 6 years old.
Oh, six? She's 6 years old?
Oh, she's six. Yeah. Yes, I know she's six. Yes.
It's streaming free on Tuesday.
So did you think of something you'd like for Christmas?
I'm still thinking.
Will you write it down this weekend and send it up to me at the North Pole?
Yeah.
Oh, good, Penelope. I'll be waiting for your letter, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Merry Christmas, Penelope.
Merry Christmas, too.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And we have room for you at 508-996-0500. You can also send app chat messages and record open line voicemails in the WBSM app. We also have a little girl here in the studio who wants to say hi to you, Santa. And go ahead, pull that microphone right down so she can speak right into it.
This is my friend Isabella.
Go ahead, you can move that around if you need to. There you go. Can you say hi to Santa?
Hi, Isabella. How are you? Thank you for visiting me. You're on the good list.
Yeah.
You were kind of shy when you first met Santa earlier. But yeah. now you know he's cool,
now
right?
Now you're good friends. Yeah. What was something on your list, Isabella?
Stuff and paintings.
Oh, things so that you can paint?
Yeah.
Oh, somebody else wants things to use for painting in Dartmouth. Yeah. Somebody else wants painting things, yes.
And
what else?
LOL dolls.
A dollhouse?
Yeah, for my bird dream buses and my dolls. And it could go in there. And
yeah, it'll go right in there.
Sometimes I will make...
Sometimes?
Marshmallows.
Marshmallows? Oh, marshmallows.
Squishmallows. Oh,
squishmallows. Oh, yes, a squishmallow. The elves are making those, too.
And I want Barbie squishmallows.
Oh, a Barbie. There's two of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I saw them at Walgreens.
You saw them at Walgreens?
Yeah.
How did they get them?
I think the elves got a side deal going on or something,
yeah,
Santa.
I'll have the elves make yours, okay?
Oh, special.
Specials?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm well. Illinois and Burlington.
Mm-hmm.
And Michigan cake and crayons and apples and
oh, my.
That's a good list.
Yeah, that's a big list. That's a good list. You're going to keep the elves busy. Yeah.
And then you got to make sure you put all that stuff away when you're done with it all, too.
Would you like to ring Santa's bells on the air?
Oh, yeah, do it right in the microphone.
Yeah, do it right in the microphone.
There you go. Now everybody out there can hear it. And we, you know what else we learned? we learned that your favorite cookie is also Santa's favorite cookie. You both like chocolate chip.
Chocolate chip. With milk. You know where I got these bells from? These are from the Polar Express. Yeah. These are bells from the Polar Express.
And I want something from pink and purple and rainbow.
Oh, to make different things to color and make rainbows.
And a rainbow painting set.
Oh, the rainbow painting set, yes.
And
I think you're going to be a famous artist someday.
Maybe. And Santa will hang your art on the wall.
and it's going to be snowy outside.
It'll be snowy outside, we hope, yes, for Christmas.
Yeah, and a present.
And there'll be presents under your tree. Under your tree.
Yeah, and my mom got a Christmas tree.
Mm-hmm.
And a white one, and it's gonna be green. It's white.
Oh, yours is white.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's gonna be chilly and cold.
It's gonna be chilly and cold.
Yeah, outside.
Outside. It'll be warm inside.
And cold. Outside.
Yes, cold outside.
And it's going to be snowflakes.
It's oh, snowflakes.
It makes a snowman.
And you're going to make a snow person?
And for Christmas, I wear Crocs.
Oh, Crocs. Yes. Crocs are good to put on your feet.
Crocs,
mm-hmm.
So I could be around school.
Oh, so they can wear you can wear them at school.
You know what I saw? They have Crocs that are Batman Crocs.
Ooh.
That look like the Batmobile.
Oh, you like
Batman.
Wow.
And I liked.
You hear that?
And I want a Barbie remote control car.
Oh, a Barbie remote control car. Wow, you have a big list.
I know.
I think Santa got two letters from you.
It's a big list. There's other kids too in the world.
I think she's just planning ahead for next year. So
oh, yes, yeah. Yes, for sure.
Some rainy stuff.
All right, that's great, Isabella.
And we're watching beautiful dresses.
Oh, dresses.
Yeah, like this.
Like that dress that you're wearing, but different colors?
Yeah, and then you're pink, dark pink, and
lots
of colors, green, white, purple.
Oh, purple, yeah.
And green. Good.
Now, is that dress bedazzled? Is that bedazzled?
The top part.
Is that bedazzled?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, Santa knows.
And roses right there on the bottom.
That's right, roses on the bottom, bedazzled on the top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you and Santa are the two best-dressed people in the studio.
And I want a cooking set, and so I want to cook.
Oh, you want to cook? Nice.
Yeah.
Santa loves food. That's why Santa ordered from Riccardi's. Party platters.
Oh,
lasagna,
there you go, Santa.
Meatballs.
Mm-hmm. That's the good stuff.
From Riccardi's.
So we got a message in for Santa on the app. I'm gonna read this one to Santa. It says, this comes from B in New Bedford. It says, "Hi, Santa. Luna Bean wants a new bed for Christmas because when she sleeps next to Mom and Dad at night, Dad always ends up on the edge of the bed."
Oh. Because Luna is right in the middle and spreads her legs out So that way she takes up most of the bed when she stretches.
There's a lot of dogs that need to have their own place to sleep this year, I think.
Yes.
Well, we're going to give Santa a break here. We're going to take a quick commercial break. If you want to call in, 508-996. He's got to catch up with all the stuff that Isabella was saying. He's over there writing it all down. So if you want to call in, 508-996-0500, or you can send in those app chat messages. We'll be back with more with Santa Claus right here on WBSM in just a few moments.
The feeling's here.
And welcome back in for our phone calls with Santa Claus. He is here taking your calls until 9 p.m. 508-996-0500 if you want to call in and tell Santa what you'd like for Christmas. And we've got another call on the line here, so let's go to that. Good evening. You are on with Santa Claus.
Yo.
Hello. Merry Christmas. How are you?
I got a question.
Oh, try to answer it.
Can I have the iPhone 16?
The iPhone 16? Oh, my goodness. I'm checking with Verizon.
Yeah, but can I have the iPhone 16 for Christmas?
As long as the adults that are taking care of you think it's appropriate, I don't see anything wrong with that. What else was on your list?
The new PlayStation 5 VR headset.
Ooh, is that the virtual reality one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Santa loves that. Santa flies all over the world while he's sitting in his big chair at the North Pole.
You do training missions on VR?
That's pretty cool. Timothy, yes.
I like that. Yeah.
Yes. We have to practice, and the reindeer as well.
Mm-hmm.
What else is on your list?
I want a rare collectible car.
You mean like a model car?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Like something that you can build, like a model kit?
No, like something that's already built, but it's like very rare and it's like a model car.
Oh, okay. All right. Anything else on your list?
Like a Dodge Aries?
Oh, yes.
Those are rare these days.
Oh, or a Hornet.
a PlayStation 5 new headset.
Oh, and a new headset. Yes. That way only you hear what's going on the TV. No one else in the house.
Mm-hmm.
There's a parent in Dartmouth that wants one of those as well. What else is on your list?
That's it.
Okay. Well, you have a Merry Christmas, okay?
You too.
All right. Don't forget to leave out carrots for the reindeer.
Okay.
Okay. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Bye, Hannah.
Bye. Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
And if you want to call in, we have room for you at 508-996-0500. You can also send in app chat messages before the 9 o'clock comes upon us. We've got about a half an hour left with Santa Claus. Let's go back to the phones. Good evening. You are on with Santa Claus.
Hi, this is Zoe.
Hi, Zoe. How are you? Merry Christmas.
You say hi to Santa?
Hi, Zoe. How are you?
Me too.
You hear the bells, Zoe? Can you hear the bells? What's something on your list, Zoe?
What do you want to ask Santa for Christmas? A teacup set.
Oh, my. That's nice. You can have tea. What else is on
your list? Zoe, I know for a fact your daddy loves to have tea parties.
Zoe, what else do you want? You want to ask Santa for something else? What? Coloring books.
Oh, coloring books. And Santa will get you a nice box of crayons with over 100 colors.
And some markers.
Some colorful markers. Nice. Will you paint Santa a picture?
Will you paint Santa a picture? Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Zoe.
Okay.
All right.
We're going to let another kid call, okay?
Okay, very
good. No. Wait, hold on. Zoe, what does your sister want for Christmas?
Zoe, what does Lily want for Christmas? No. Lily wants a guitar.
Oh, Lily wants a guitar. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow. Is she going to want to play in a band?
Yeah, when she wants to be in a band when she grows up.
Nice. That's great. Excellent.
She's 12, so she didn't know if she was too old to ask Santa for a present.
No, never. It's all about the magic of the season.
Yeah,
does she need a kick pedal with that, with the guitar?
A kick pedal? Yep.
Oh, see, yep. Santa knows. And it must have an amplifier to make sure everyone in the house hears it.
Yep.
All right. How about you, Mom? Anything for you for Christmas?
Just books.
Oh, books. Oh, okay. Well, make sure you get some nice books for reading. Do you like murder mysteries?
Sure.
Oh, okay. Very good.
And fantasy books. What did Dad say he wanted? Dad's at work right now.
Dad already got his gift the other night when he bowled a 219.
The magic of the season knocked down 119 of them.
Well played, Santa.
I should have told Dad we were calling so he could listen, but I didn't.
Well, he can get the podcast afterward.
All right.
Well,
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Zoe and Lily.
Bye, Zoe and Lily.
Say bye to Santa.
Bye-bye. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Bye. Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
And if you want to call in, 508-996-0500, you can also send the app chat messages on the WBSM app if you'd like to send those in. And, you know, Santa, I've noticed that a lot with kids. I'm sure you're getting a lot of kids that are asking for musical instruments for Christmas. A lot of kids are wanting to play music these days.
Yes, it's becoming very popular, drum sets. But a lot of the adults are, you know, leaning them towards like a trumpet or something a little quieter. There are violins are becoming very popular again.
Yeah.
Very hard to play a violin. Santa struggles.
I know a little girl who we were just talking to that plays violin. So.
Oh, wow. Yes.
Because then I bought one and said, you have to teach me how to play.
I know. It's hard.
And you know, musical instruments are a great gift because if you take care of them, they can last you a lifetime. Forever. And you get a whole lifetime of music from one Christmas gift.
Yes. So,
I want to thank you, Santa, for when I was 12 years old when you brought me that Nintendo.
Oh, yes.
I still have that Nintendo up until a few years ago. So
make sure you don't sell it.
I ended up selling it.
Timothy.
Well, there was somebody who wanted to buy all my video games, and I didn't need them anymore. So
So they got you started.
They went to a good home.
Good.
So if you want to call in and speak to Santa, 508-996-0500. You can also send those app chat messages on the WBSM app. And a reminder, too, that as we mentioned earlier, if you could give anything to Santa for Christmas, besides, of course, leaving out some cookies for him, it's that you would practice fire safety over the holidays. It's a very important thing. And Santa has a very good friend, Firefighter Anthony, who comes on the radio with me sometimes.
He does.
To talk about fire safety.
He does. He does a very good job. He's been doing a great job over in New Bedford with his brother and sister firefighters, spreading the messages to the schools, to our high rises. With the help of the New Bedford Housing Authority, allowing the firefighters to go in and teach fire safety. And also in our churches, our adult gatherings over at Buttonwood Park, they play fire safety bingo. Firefighter Anthony has not invited me yet to play fire safety bingo, but maybe someday he will.
Well, you've got these magical powers, so you know it might be an advantage in a game like bingo for you.
Yes, because I might know the number before it comes out.
Yeah, I think so.
I'll pick the right card.
But I hope that you get Firefighter Anthony a nice Christmas gift
him something. I'll make sure there's something under his tree and also in his stocking.
There you go. We got an app chat message, and again, you can send those on the WBSM app or call in 508-996-0500. Skeddy, who is one of our regular listeners here on WBSM, yes, one of our regular callers, says, Merry Christmas, Santa and Tim. I would like roasted chestnuts. I've never had them, and everyone always forgets about it. And I'd like a fire ladder to hang from my balcony or window, so if I ever need to, I can get out safely. I'd buy one, but I don't know where to buy one. And last, I want all the firefighters and policemen to have a wonderful, safe holiday season.
Yes, well, Merry Christmas to you. I hope you have a safe holiday season. You can just put that in on your Google search bar and put in ladder, window. safety ladder for Windows, and you'll get a lot of companies in the United States that will be able to help you with that. If not, you can call your local fire department, and they will assist you in getting one of those. But those take a lot of practice, and those are a last resort in an emergency.
I would say if you go over to our friends over at M&M Hay and Grain in South Dartmouth, if they don't have it, they could probably get you one.
They might be able to order you one along with your grain and all your hardware necessities. Yes.
So you can stop by there and ask Mark and Michelle and everybody over there and say, you know, that they suggested it on WBSM.
Yes, Mark and Michelle help Santa with the hay. We need a lot of hay.
I can imagine,
and,
yeah.
So sometimes they'll ship it up by truck or we'll come and pick it up and we have a lot of hay that they've helped us with.
So the carrots that, you know, they're leaving out for the reindeer, that's just a treat. That's not treat. Their regular.
No, that's a treat that helps us fly faster. Along with the chippies from Marisol's, which Santa has 5 gallons on reserve before he heads back to the North Pole.
Santa, you know what'll happen if you drink that much chippy.
Well, not all at the same time, Timothy. We have to be in moderation. The coconut chippy.
The coconut chippy.
Yes.
Oh. Have you ever had a chippy? Oh, you gotta have a chippy. It's like iced coffee on steroids.
It puts a pep in Santa's step.
Oh, it definitely will do that. Absolutely. 508-996-0500. Why don't we take another quick break here and we can take some more calls with you and Santa Claus here on WBSM. All right, welcome back in. 508-996-0500. We've got a little bit of time left with Santa Claus. And so, Santa, what is it like for you now in the home stretch here before Christmas? I was wondering this morning on the air. Is it you do so much work now ahead of time that, you know, now you're just kind of getting ready for the big night? Or are you just going to be working hard right up until the last minute?
The elves, they're working hard up until the last minute. We try to prepare. If we see that a toy seems to be popular, we'll make extra because we know we're going to still be getting letters. You still have time to get your letters in. You know, this weekend, up next weekend, you know, send in your letters so that way the elves can make the toys. We do have extra. So it's always good to get your letter in as soon as possible. We're always working. The elves are working so hard. We actually stopped at Stevie's for some motivation down the street. Stevie's Wine and
Spirits. They were
having
that tasting over there, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Santa does not drink and ride the sleigh. But what Santa will bring some spirits back to the elves for their hard work. And also maybe a nice bottle of wine for Mrs. Claus.
She deserves it.
Oh, she does. Mrs. Claus puts up a lot with me on my busy, busy schedule. She is so good and understanding of what Santa needs to do for all the children in the world.
Well, Santa, when you stop at Stevie's, there is something there in the fridge that I think you would appreciate and you would enjoy.
Oh.
They have Union Java there.
Oh.
So you could get some nice Union Java. That will keep you fueled up
Union
for sure.
Union Java, okay.
And I had some of that, you know, they make a nice little martini drink with it too. So you could, yes. You know, when you're done with all the deliveries, but yes, that will definitely keep you fueled up.
For sure.
So 508-996-0500, if you want to call in and speak to Santa in the final 18 or so minutes. So you mentioned that if a toy is really popular, you'll make more.
Yes.
So I can imagine, you know, there's probably a point where you say, okay, I hope nothing really becomes too popular right now because we're up against it here. Like, you know, everybody wants a Tickle Me Elmo with 2 weeks to go before Christmas.
Oh, my.
It just gets to be too much.
That's what we learned from years ago with Tickle Me Elmo. It was Cabbage Patch.
I remember the Cabbage Patch year, yes.
Oh, my goodness. Santa needed some Advil. But we made sure that everyone, we tried to get as many out as we could. But so that's why now Santa tries to prepare for the lists that get up to the North Pole.
And then, you know, you've got all those Cabbage Patch kids waiting to be delivered to, and they gotta have Xavier Roberts had to come and sign every one of them on the butt.
I know, right, yes.
So,
signature.
Did you have a Cabbage Patch kid?
Speaking of Xavier, I know Mr. Xavier is probably listening. He's on the good list once again. His two sisters might think otherwise, but Mr. Xavier is on the good list.
Now,
little Joey,
since you're here in New Bedford, I'm going to ask you, and you know, if you don't want to answer, you don't have to. But which list is Mayor Mitchell on this year?
Santa sees the good in everybody, and everybody has good in them. Santa sees the good in everybody.
I know what Mayor Mitchell needs for Christmas.
Well, he has Melissa, who is a very nice young lady who helps him and keeps track of his schedule and tries to get him in the right place at the right time.
He has
a busy schedule.
He needs a new New Bedford Cable Network jacket because he gave his to Chris McCarthy.
Oh, my goodness.
In an act of unselfishness.
I heard about that.
Yes. It was very, and then, you know, it happened to rain, so maybe Mayor Mitchell needs a new one.
Oh, okay.
We have a message for you here. Hi, Santa. The Bishop Stang girls hockey team want many goals and stellar defense to lead its way to a state championship this season.
That's the goal. I want to see the girls hockey team at Stang. They deserve to hang the banner. So whenever they want to walk in the gym, all they have to do is look up around and all the other banners, and where would their banner be? And that's what the goal is, to try to get a banner up on that wall.
And Santa, you can only do so much to help. I mean, you can kind of lead the way and show them the path, but it's up to them. They've got to show up.
But it takes a lot of hard work, a lot of skating, a lot of suicides, line to line, a lot of shots taken from the blue line. Skating. Work. Drills. And then you'll see what comes about.
How are you at skating, Santa? Because I'm sure you can get some practice into the North Pole.
Santa has skated. He can do okay. But in a race, not so good because the belly from the cookies gets in the way.
You probably know this, Santa, but I've never been on ice skates in my life.
You have said that, Timothy.
I am not an ice skater. No? I don't imagine I'd be very good on them. I'm very clumsy.
Right. Yes. Being up the North Pole, sometimes Santa will get a little skiing. Santa tried snowboarding.
Oh.
But Santa still likes to make pizza with the skis.
I get that. Absolutely. I think maybe one of these days I'll have to try ice skating just to say that I did it, and then I'll be asking Santa for help with my hospital bill for Christmas after I fall on my face. I can't even go on the water slides without hurting myself. So what is
you mean down in Wareham? You have a facility close by that I've seen in many movies. A few movies, I should say.
Do you get the chance to go to the beach? Do you ever come back here in the off season and kind of incognito and hit up some of the beaches?
We try to go to Hawaii and Aruba once in a while. Mm-hmm. It's just that the beard I can't hide the beard, Timothy.
Understandable. Although beards are fashionable now, a lot of guys have beards. Not quite as impressive as yours, but that's like I think Joe Arruda is the only guy I know that has a beard like that. The beard father.
Yes, the beard father.
But if you want to call in, 508-996-0500, we have a message from Al. I'm glad you mentioned firefighter Anthony. He works tirelessly to promote fire safety among all ages. He is a great man and deserves an extra special gift from Santa, as do all the first responders.
Oh, thank you, Al. Thank you, Al. Very good. Yeah, all the firefighters, whether it be New Bedford or all over the world, deserve something special in their stocking.
Absolutely. And if there's anything that you can do for a firefighter, do it. Every time that they have the different drives that they do, whether it be, fill the boot with some donations, whether it be any, what are some of the other events that the fire department puts on?
Fill the boot for MDA. They do that one quite often. They also do toy drives, which is going on right now in collaboration with the YMCA. So they'll be delivering a lot of toys to the area, just a little families that might not be able to get toys. So that'll be done next week. And they just do great, great things for the community. And they help out with autism. They do functions for autism.
They're always doing things too without even getting credit for it. Just things that the firefighters do behind the scenes.
Right.
That they don't make a big deal of, but they just do it because they're part of the community and they want to help.
Correct. And that's what we all want to do, and that's why I think we all love the job, because anytime the firefighters leave, their station, it's to help somebody, whether it be a car accident, whether it be a house fire, whether it be a gas call, a medical issue. We're always there. The firefighters are always there when you need help.
I know something that I think that everybody could give the firefighters for Christmas that would be a very easy thing to do. And that's to not park where they're not supposed to. Don't park in front of the fire hydrants.
Don't
park at the end of the road, cutting off the crosswalks and the intersections. I saw what happened a few years ago when somebody parked in front of the fire hydrant. You had to get to the hydrant.
And I saw that picture up at the North Pole. That was a BMW lost its window.
Yeah.
Well, two.
Two windows, yeah. So that's what you can give the firefighters for Christmas, is stay where you're supposed to be so that they can get the job done when they need to do it.
Yes.
All right, 508-996-0500. If you have we have a few moments remaining. If you have a young child or maybe an older child, you know, 30, 40, 50, 70.
Yes. Now, Timothy, I know what time it is in Las Vegas, and I am very surprised that little Damone has not called. Santa thought for sure he would be calling.
I am surprised that he didn't call either.
Please let him know that Santa was expecting a call from Las Vegas.
I think he probably just assumes that he's on the naughty list.
He has a chance to go to the good list. I thought he would call to make his, you know, to plead his case.
There was a phone call he made earlier this year where he claimed that he was hanging out with Lady Gaga, and he was in her hotel suite. And I think he was fibbing on that. So
he was.
Yeah. See, I got the verification here from Santa Claus.
Oh, that.
And, you know, I thought maybe Mary would call in.
Well, Mary goes to bed early.
That is true.
She goes to bed early.
She listens to WBSM at all hours of the night. I know, because if something goes wrong, she tells me.
Absolutely. Oh, yes.
You know, I thought Gilly might call in.
Oh, yes. Mr. Safiolis.
Yes. I know what he would have asked for Christmas. So let's see. Who else should have called in? I thought Phil McDonald might call in. He was on the radio this morning, and I thought he might call in. So
Ferris? Mr. Ferris?
Ferris is definitely on the naughty list.
Oh, okay.
There's no redemption for Ferris. He cannot get himself off that naughty list.
Oh my goodness, poor Ferris.
I'm surprised that some of these folks didn't call. At least plead their case to say,
correct, yeah.
You know, can I get on that good list?
Or can they get back on the radio list?
Yeah, that's true. Some of them are on the I can't call in list anymore. So, because of some of the things that they've said on the radio.
And Santa knows.
I'm telling you. See, when I tell you that you can't do it, everybody yells at me. But hey, I just take my direction from the big guy. Because in the off season, Santa's also in charge of the FCC. So
yes,
508-996-0500. Let's take one last break here, and then when we come back, we can wrap things up with Santa Claus. We'll be right back with more Santa here on WBSM. And welcome back in. We are here with Santa Claus. The final few moments for you to call in at 508-996-0500 and tell Santa what you'd like for Christmas. So that's, of course, Billy Squire.
It is.
And Billy Squire's drummer was Bobby Schwenard, who is the uncle of New Bedford's own Roger Schwenard of Purchase Street Records.
Down the street.
And Roger says what he wants for Christmas, Santa, is a record deal for his band, All Sinners.
Oh, my.
So it's just a clever name. They've all been good this year.
Yes. I know somebody in Dartmouth who's been buying a lot of records from there.
It's a great place to go to buy records for sure.
Absolutely.
But I think
when
he
was on Purchase Street.
We should get him that record deal because they're a really good band.
Santa will try his best.
So I'm sure he got some influence with some of the folks over there. We got another app chat message from Paul M. who says he wants a Boston Bruins Stanley Cup and a chance to go to another championship parade.
Well, Paul, as long as the Detroit Red Wings are not in line for a championship, Santa has no problem and letting the Boston Bruins have one. They should have had one a couple of years ago. But we don't know what's going on. But, Paul, you're a good man, and we're going to try to see what we can do for those Bruins this year. You got a new coach. Santa got you a new coach, so we'll see if we can get you some more wins. And say hi to Susanna.
And Santa, I think it's only fair that if they do win, they get you a special Bruins championship Santa Claus hat.
I want to drink from the cup, Timothy.
Oh, there you go. Wouldn't that be weird if in June all of a sudden Santa Claus just shows up?
And there's milk in the cup, Timothy.
Oh, don't drink the whole cup's worth of milk, though.
No, you'll
get sick.
I'll get my belly.
No lactose intolerance issues with you, Santa, all these years.
No, it's the coffee syrup.
Ah, there you go. It cuts it down. All right. Well, we've got a few moments left here. 508-996-0500. And Santa, I think the most important thing is in a very trying and challenging year, people have all been good.
And W258DR, New Bedford, a Town Square media station.
All right, the computer just wanted to make sure we got that in. But yes, it's been a challenging year, but people have generally been good. And they've earned something under the tree this year.
Yes, a lot of people have helped others out, and we help each other out the best way we can, as little as you can or as much as you can. We just want to help each other and just make the world a better place. If we can just take care of each other and respect each other, that'll go a long way.
And I feel like nobody, you know, everybody's always telling you what they want for Christmas. Nobody ever asks you what you want. It sounds like that's really what you'd like to have, is yes, just for everybody to be kinder, to be as kind as they can to each other.
Camaraderie, peace, get along, and then it'll make the world a much, much better place.
And I hope that we'll come back next year and do this again.
Oh, Santa will come back next year for sure. You had that beautiful pizza.
That's a nice Dipper Cafe pizza.
Yeah, I got to come back down. I got to visit my friends at Riccati's, the butcher shop.
I'll talk to Josh over there at the Dipper. Maybe next year we'll get him to make you a pizza that has some cookies on it.
Oh, a cookie pizza.
Isabella, what do you think? A chocolate chip cookie pizza. Would that be good?
Oh, yes. Be good.
She had both of them together at the same time, so
there
she
we
would
go.
Know.
Yes, for sure.
So, yeah, we'll see what we can do about that. Josh kind of looks like he could be Santa in training.
He's got
the beard. So, all right. Well, thank you to everybody that called in. And thank you, of course, to the New Bedford Fire Union Local 841 for making this happen and for donating to the Mini Miracle. You can still get to the Mini Miracle page on WBSM.com and make a donation to help 7-month-old Scarlett and her mom, Megan. And we can make a Mini Miracle happen for their family. But as we said, you know, we just want everybody to have a great Christmas. We want it to be the best Christmas ever. And we hope that this coming new year is the best year ever. We're always going to have each other. And so we're all one big family here on the South Coast, and we treat each other as such.
Very good.
So, Santa, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Timothy.
We will let
my
you
pleasure.
Get back to getting ready, and we look forward to seeing what you leave under the tree on the big day.
All right. Merry Christmas.
All right. And everybody out there, I will talk to you again tomorrow night for Spooky South Coast. Merry Christmas.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit 2, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.